All right. Just went to see Kingsman with Amanda. Say hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Uh-huh. I'm definitely going to be... Sorry, we're driving, but... I'm definitely going to be buying this on DVD. Like, even from the trailer, I knew I probably would, because it has Samuel L. Jackson, and I seem to buy a lot of Samuel L. Jackson, if not all Samuel L. Jackson movies.
Turn left on Lumley Road.
But it was a very... I mean, it was one of those movies that are going to go under the radar. Like, it released. I don't know how good it did, but I'm pretty sure it didn't do as well as, like, let's say Kick-Ass, maybe. Even though Kick-Ass is kind of an underground comic as well. I don't know if Kingsman a comic. I've got to check, but... But seriously, original idea. I would recommend this movie to anyone. Anyone who likes original ideas. It had a very big story. I mean, given the time, it. I mean, I don't know how long the movie was, but it seemed like because it had such a good story and all the characters were very thought out and obviously complete, like, and very deliberate. I think that it felt way longer. It felt like one of those. It felt almost like a Lord of the Rings or Hobbit movie. Can you close the window for a second? It felt like almost like a Lord of the Rings or a Hobbit movie. It felt kind of long, you know?
It did, yes.
And, like, and so, like, all the characters... And just for anyone who does listen to this and doesn't want anything spoiled, because I'm going to be talking about things that might spoil it for you. There are spoilers. Getting to the characters, love all the characters, especially Samuel Jackson. I mean, I'm not going to say it, but there's a quirk to his character that makes it all too amazing. He's American, and it's set in Britain. Everyone else is British except for his assistant. I don't know if he shipped in. Well, actually, no. They have McDonald's in Britain. So, but it's he has this huge mansion, and he has, like, esteemed supposedly, you know, rich aristocrat or noble or whatever, and he for dinner. He gets a mass banquet of McDonald's, which I thought was amazing. And his assistant, like, one of the badasses of the movie, Gazelle, actually, you see her on screen unwrapping all of the McDonald's that they're about to eat. Like, I thought that was a really great touch that they didn't need to put in there at all, but was amazing to me. That I mean, I'm going a little bit too into detail, but so Samuel Jackson character, amazing.
Take exit 1BA on right.
The main character you learn is extremely smart and, you know, trained and all that other rest of the thing. That's how he became, you know, has a whole will to do all this stuff and succeed. But I like that he starts out really, like, on the bottom. Like, I really actually, like, it's kind of a cliche, like, kind of, but, like, they do it kind of differently, sort of, because it's not driven by his own, like, will. Like, if he had his way, he would, you know, all because of righteous, you know, means, because of his mom and the son, and, you know, his brother, his baby brother, but, like... I mean, I don't know, it just felt different to me, I think, from any other movie that had, like, someone start from the bottom.
Yeah.
And then, like, and yeah, at the end, they're not supposed to say that they're spies or whatever, but at the end, he kind of admits that to his mom, and he has a house now, and brings her to the house. Like, he takes care of his family, which I don't know, like, you don't really get that from the guy, Arthur, that taught, that kind of, like, his dad dies in a Kingsman mission, and then when the main character is a little kid, he gives him this little pendant and a password, and that's how he gets into the Kingsman. And the Kingsman is this, like, top secret, kind of like an old, think like old James Bond, but, like, brought up to the new era with all the technology. But, like, kind of, it's not government run, which I actually kind of liked, in a way. Like, it's a privately owned, or privately funded thing from, what was it? They explain in the movie how they're funded through, like, all this old money that was from... they explained it in depth, and it was actually a really cool scene how they explained it, and, like, it totally made sense. But I really like that, oh, yeah, it's just a James Bond kind of deal. But then, no, it's actually not. And they do it for the greater good, which me and Amanda laughed because of Hot Fuzz. And that's kind of the catchphrase at the end of the movie. That you, like, it's kind of the catchphrase all along, and you don't know it until the very end, and you know what that means. But the main character, I forgot, he's gruff, but, and he's trained, like, that's kind of, I actually kind of like that too. I mean, it is kind of cliche that, like, oh yeah, you know, I hate to use that word too, but it's kind of a cliche having someone start it from the bottom, but they kind of did it different, that, like, he did, right from the start, he wasn't that, like, he kind of chose not to do that just to be, like, with his family, and chose life, really, like, and that comes up on later on, and there's a lot of really good touching scenes that make you, like, there's a big death scene that's supposed to be a really big twist / like touching time, and, like, I laughed just because
it was hilarious.
It was funny at the, like, it was funny at the moment, and I felt so, this movie has a really, really good streak of making you feel more than one feeling, or more than even two, at the same time. There's a bunch of different, like, I'd say four times at the max, I think, where you feel more than, actually, alright, maybe three tops at the same time. And it's, I think that was really cool, that, like, it, you know, it kind of confuses you emotionally. I'm kind of running on, but, like, all the other characters are like that, even the mother, well, I mean... sorta. But there's really no character in this that doesn't have, like, a backstory, that are on screen. All the characters on screen, and you know, are, you know, the main characters and secondary characters, are all really thought out. Even the other Kingsman initiates, are all really thought out, and, you know, you get a feeling for them, and if you don't go see this movie and you like really good movies, action movie, it was an action movie, spy movie, tech boners all around, body count is astronomical. You will never find a movie that has this much of a body count in the entirety of your life. And I've seen a lot of movies. I only have 26 seconds left, so that's about it.
Go see it, goodbye.
Go see it, goodbye.